Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Zacks Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Brian Hall, who's chairman at Great Western Mining. How are you today, Brian?
Good. Thank you very much, Zach. How are you?
I'm good. We spoke it feels like quite recently. Maybe it wasn't, but you've got new developments at Great Western, which you announced yesterday.
Yes, we did. It's more of an update, really a progress report on our processing mill, which we're building in Mineral County, Nevada, to process gold and silver, and it's all going fine. And so we put out a fairly comprehensive update yesterday on progress. We had a few delays and setbacks during the winter months, and we're all going ahead full blast now.
Right, I'm hearing from other companies that Nevada is the place to be. I suppose you could underline that point.
The Fraser Institute has just rated Nevada as the best, most miner-friendly jurisdiction in the world. It used to be Western Australia, but Nevada has now hit the top spot. And yeah, it's a good place to work. They actually like mining companies. The authorities are extremely good to deal with. They keep us up to the mark on all the environmental issues and so forth, as you would expect. But you do get results, and it's a good working environment for a mining company.
Obviously, you've got the groundwork going. Where, and is there any indication of where and when that you will get to the destination that maybe shareholders are looking for?
Yeah, there is. We are currently laying concrete at the base, which we planned to do a couple of months ago, but we were hit by just about everything you can imagine. But that's not going ahead. It's actually ongoing at the moment. Once the concrete is installed, we'll start installing the milling equipment, which we have all on site. And our next milestone really will be to get consent from the environmental agency, NDEP, in Nevada to be able to start production. We already have the effectively planning commission with a special use permit for the site. And we expect to get the permit in August. These things take 6 months, and we filed our application about the end of January. So we maybe get it before, but we think we'll probably get it in August. And by that time, we should be ready to roll with the mill, all being well, and subject to anything that any unforeseens. But at the moment, everything is on track.
And obviously, apart from Nevada being a great jurisdiction, it's known for having a decent amount of minerals under the ground. Are you? Is the Great Western asset base a decent and a sizable one?
It's certainly a decent one, and we hope it's a sizable one. We have a resource, an inferred resource of copper, which we had for some time. We've been drilling all over the place over the last two or three years, and we've had some very nice intercepts. We've got more drilling to do this summer, and in fact, this week we plan to start a hole on our Mineral Jackpot project, where we had a really nice silver intercept last summer. So we've got drilling going ahead, and yeah, we wherever we look, we seem to have minerals to play with. It's an extremely exciting area.
And I mean, currently your market cap's 4 million, which I presume is not reflecting what the value in the company is yet. Presumably that will be revealed once production starts.
Yeah, production will be ready for, we're going to produce gold and silver from spoil heaps, tailings and so forth initially, but the mill will also be able to handle shallow ore. Yeah, of course, we all believe our companies are seriously undervalued, but the market's what it is. We think we have a very nice portfolio of assets, and we're working on them, and we think they will be appreciated in due course.
And in terms of funding, if it's something that one can ask about, is that something you're relaxed about at the moment?
Yeah, I'm fairly relaxed about it. At the moment, we've got enough money for this mill. Exploration companies always like to have more money. Of course, we have the disadvantage, along with all exploration companies, that we do depend on shareholders' money, for which we're extremely grateful when we place shares. But the point of the mill is that we are trying to work away from being totally dependent on shareholders' issue of new shares, and trying to get some revenues into the company which will underpin it. And that's the the whole purpose of the mill. And the reason we felt able to do it was because there's just so much material around on our 60 square kilometers of concessions that we felt there's some value in there which we can extract. And it's taken a little while to get to this point. But actually, although it seems a little while, it's not that long. We looked at this initially at the end of 2020, and in 2023, we're going to have quite a big operation up and running. So although it seems long, it's actually not that long in terms of mining deals and projects and so forth.
And presumably the revenue inflection point could be one that shareholders and the market would welcome.
I think they most certainly would, and we'd welcome it too. We expect that to occur this year. It'll probably have a few hiccups to begin with, as things always do, but then it'll get going, and it's I think it's going to be a very nice project.
And just finally, presumably there will be regular updates regarding the milling project and how it's going.
Yes, there will. It's been a little bit quiet recently, mainly because we've just been waiting for conditions to settle down, but they now have. And as we get things moving on, we'll put out updates to the market. We
look forward to that. Brian Hall, Chairman at Great Western Mining, thank you very much indeed.
Zach, thank you so much.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.